Chapter 14. Why simplicity sometimes becomes deeper than all great formulations. At the beginning of many inner journeys, words occupy an essential place. They allow one to name what had until then remained vague. They give shape to intuitions that are still fragile. They connect scattered experiences. They sometimes open entirely new spaces simply because a well-placed sentence suddenly makes visible what had already been sensed, without being clearly recognized. Certain formulations leave a deep mark because they seem to contain more than their apparent simplicity suggests. A sentence heard at the right moment, a passage read during a particular period, an expression that reaches exactly an inner area still difficult to describe, can produce a very real effect. Something becomes clearer. This power of words is not illusory. It belongs to human intelligence. Language structures thought. It organizes perception. It allows one to approach what would otherwise remain unclear. This is why so many people pass through periods where formulations matter enormously. Searching for the right words almost becomes a way of searching for rightness itself. A better formed sentence seems to bring one closer to a more stable understanding. A clearer idea appears to open a deeper level of inner inhabitation. This phase has its legitimacy. It participates in many necessary clarifications. But over time, a subtle shift may appear. Great formulations sometimes continue to exist. They remain beautiful. They keep their precision. Yet they gradually cease to occupy the same central place. What changes here is not the value of language. It is the inner relationship to what language can truly carry. For an important part of human maturation consists in discovering that no formulation, however accurate, can fully contain what is beginning to become simply lived. Some things gradually cease needing to be said in order to remain real. This evolution often comes as a surprise, because previously, words seemed to accompany almost every important inner movement. Now, certain understandings remain present without immediately asking for a sentence. They exist first in the way of living, before existing in formulation. This change does not impoverish thought. It frees thought from an excessive responsibility. Language no longer has to guarantee inner existence. It becomes once again one means among others, rather than the primary place where inner rightness must constantly confirm itself. This transformation becomes visible in many very simple situations. Previously, after an important moment, there could almost immediately be a need to name it, to understand it, to connect it to a larger framework. Now certain moments simply remain there, without immediate commentary, without the need for conclusion, without the demand for translation. It is not that words are lacking, it is that they are no longer needed so quickly. Part of the lived experience is now able to remain silent, and this silence is not empty. It is often denser than many formulations, because it no longer tries to fix what can simply continue to exist. This evolution also profoundly changes the way texts, ideas, and reflections are received. Certain phrases that once felt very powerful retain their beauty, but they no longer call forth the same intensity of grasping. They are recognized, sometimes welcomed, but without all inner attention mobilizing around them, because part of what they pointed toward is already holding in another way. The person then discovers that a sentence can be true without needing to become an inner event. This difference is important. It indicates that a shift has taken place. Life no longer depends as heavily on language in order to feel confirmed. Another characteristic appears. Long explanations sometimes become less necessary, where previously they seemed indispensable. Not because thought is rejected, but because part of lived reality has simplified itself. When something truly holds, few words are often enough. Not because one should speak little, but because it is no longer necessary to multiply formulations in order to feel that an inner truth exists. This new simplicity should not be confused with intellectual reduction. It is not poverty, it is a natural condensation, like a long journey that finally allows one to say little without losing the essential. This capacity often appears in daily life. A simple response becomes enough where previously a long explanation would have been necessary. A shared silence becomes enough where previously more clarification was needed. A simple gesture sometimes replaces what a discourse was still trying to carry. This transformation also touches the relationship to oneself. Inner commentary diminishes. Previously, many situations were accompanied by an almost immediate formulation. What does this mean? What does this reveal? How should this shift be understood? Now, certain things pass through without demanding such commentary. Consciousness gradually ceases to constantly annotate what it is living. This reduction takes nothing away from lucidity. It mainly removes a layer of mediation. Life becomes more direct. There is a very important paradox here. The more deeply certain things become integrated, the less they need grand formulations in order to be real. At first, thought supports. Then what has been supported begins to stand on its own. This is why some people one day discover that a very simple sentence now contains more than a long explanation. Not because it is better in itself, but because it reaches something already mature inwardly. A right word is enough, a look is enough, a gesture is enough. This simplicity also restores a great freedom in relation to more elaborate discourses. One no longer expects them to produce transformation. They can be received, appreciated, sometimes illuminating, but they no longer carry the same existential weight. They no longer need to hold together what is already beginning to hold on its own. This evolution explains why, in certain more mature phases, ordinary life sometimes seems deeper than an accumulation of highly refined formulations. Preparing, walking, listening, being there. All of this can contain more than a long explanatory effort, not because words lose their value, but because existence no longer requires them to replace the simple inhabiting of reality. Another freedom then appears. The freedom to leave certain things without conclusion. Everything no longer needs to be summarized. Everything no longer needs to be perfectly articulated. Certain human realities can remain open without losing their depth. This openness is often very peaceful. It does not reflect hesitation. It reflects rather a new trust. What is deeply simple does not always need to be strongly demonstrated. This is why simplicity sometimes becomes deeper than all great formulations, because it no longer seeks to convince. It no longer even always seeks to express itself. It simply accompanies what is already living. And within this sobriety, something becomes surprisingly stable. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille. A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle, UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle, UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable, définition officielle. UB2, conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2, organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle, UB2, degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.